As I sat waiting for Sunday Mass to begin, I felt a tap on my shoulder. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. In the aisle was an older woman who politely asked, "Are you Tony?" "Yes," I replied. "And you work with Living Bread Radio, right?" "Yes, I do," I responded. Just then, she pressed a wad of bills into my hand and asked if I could deliver this donation to the radio station. "Sure," I replied, "but I won't be there for a couple of weeks." "That's all right," she calmly replied. As I took the money from her hand, I asked her if I could get her name and address so that the station could send her a thank you note. "No, that's all right. I prefer to remain anonymous," she said quietly, "and I trust you." As she walked back to her seat, I couldn't help but think, she trusts me, and she doesn't even know me. I could just simply take the money and no one would know, yet she trusts me. Now, if you take one look at me, I look like a poster boy for the movie Goodfellas, yet she trusts me. The next day, I was back to work, and I made my way to Indiana to see a client. 6.5 hours in the car, tired and hungry, I stopped at a service station for some $4 a gallon gasoline. As I pumped gas into my guzzling SUV, a late 1980s Buick pulled up to the pump next to me, and an elderly man got out of the car. Immediately, he approached me. "Excuse me, but I was visiting my friend in the hospital and realized as I pulled into the gas station that I had left my wallet at home in Bloomington. I don't have any cash and my car is on empty." "Oh boy," I thought as I asked, "why did you ask me when there are so many other people at the pumps?" His reply was, "Because you look like I could trust you." "Really? All these people and you think I look trustworthy?" I inquired with disbelief on my animated face. "Yes, I had a feeling that I could ask you and you would help me," he said in a soft voice. Well, now I know that he trusts me, but do I trust him? This isn't the first time I've heard this very story at a gas station. As a matter of fact, there were two different times in the past month that I've been approached, and I turned down both requests, but not this time. "Well," I said, "I trust you too," as I swiped my credit card to get him enough gas to get him back to Bloomington. Now, did I trust him because he was an elderly farmer in a Buick? Would I have trusted him if he were younger, Hispanic, or African American? Or did I trust him because the day before, a woman I didn't know trusted me with a large amount of cash? I'll have to think more about that. Maybe God is telling me something about trust. But I can sure tell you that it felt good to help him, and it felt even better to be trusted by the woman at church. I just never imagined that I looked that trustworthy. This is Tony Agnese.